Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something specific, the future of non-lethal tools like pepper spray and stun guns.
Exactly. A lot of people want to get up to speed quickly on topics like this.
Yeah, and avoid getting swamped. So we've looked at the current thinking, the sources pointing towards what's next.
And our mission really is to pull out those key potential shifts. What might actually surprise us down the road for these kinds of devices?
Okay, sounds good. Let's start with pepper spray. We all kind of know the basics, right?
Yeah.
An irritant, usually sprayed.
Right. But the future of it, well, that's where things could get interesting. Think about the delivery system itself.
How so? Like different nozzles or?
Potentially. Or maybe even think about how it's dispersed. Could we see systems designed for, say, wider area coverage in certain situations, not just a narrow stream?
Huh. Wider area coverage. So moving beyond that direct point and spray model we usually think of.
It's a possibility that's being explored, you know, different ways to project it, maybe integrating it with other tech for a broader effect. It poses questions about application, of course.
Yeah, definitely changes the scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the other side of this coin, stun guns? The idea there is temporary incapacitation, that electric jolt.
Correct. And if you look at, well, trends across all personal tech, what do you usually see?
Miniaturization, things getting smaller.
Bingo. Smaller, more compact, maybe easier to integrate or carry. That seems like a likely path.
Makes sense. Anything else on the stun gun front?
Well, another angle is functionality. Could future devices perhaps offer more data, information about when and how they were used, for instance?
Ah, like built-in logging or reporting, accountability features.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Enhanced safety features could also be part of that evolution. So yes, smaller, maybe smarter, possibly more accountable.
Okay, so stepping back then.
Yeah.
We've got potential changes in pepper spray delivery, maybe area effect, and stun guns getting smaller, smarter, more data rich.
Right.
What's the bigger trend here? Focusing on these non-lethal options, what does that tell us?
Well, it strongly suggests a continued, maybe even growing interest in finding ways to handle situations without resorting to lethal force, a desire for less lethal resolutions.
Yeah, the specific advancements we're kicking around, like wider dispersal or data logging, they fit into that.
I think they do, yeah. They could point towards wanting more control, perhaps more versatility in how these tools are used, and like you said, more accountability after the fact.
Control and accountability. Interesting combination.
It seems to be a direction suggested by the focus on these particular potential innovations.
So for everyone listening, the main point here isn't that we have exact blueprints for next year's pepper spray?
No, not at all. It's more about the direction of travel.
Right. The takeaway is that the development in these non-lethal areas isn't static. It looks like we're heading towards tools that are potentially more adaptable and maybe more integrated with data.
Exactly. The evolution continues, likely focusing on how they function and, importantly, how their use can be tracked or managed in different scenarios.
Which leads us to, you know, that final thought we like to leave people with.
Go for it.
As these technologies, pepper spray, stun guns, potentially become more sophisticated, maybe more integrated, how does that shift your perspective on personal safety or even broader security measures?
Yeah, what new possibilities does that open up in your mind? Or what concerns might it raise? Something to think about.
Definitely something to consider. Thanks for joining us for the Deep Dive.